Hi there. This is Choices, the show about the choices that we make in our lives and how we can make better choices and make our lives even better than they already are. I'm your host, Judy Moyo. Thank you for being with me today. We are so excited to talk with you about whoever told us life would be easy. You know, when I was a teenager, I couldn't wait to get older and get out of school. Somehow, I believed that once I was grown up, life was going to be easy and fun. Did you feel that way? I thought I'd be able to do what I wanted, when I wanted, go where I wanted, and guess what I found out? Life is definitely not easy. And about now, you're probably thinking, duh, well, Judy, how long did it take you to find that out? The answer is, it didn't take long. Once I was out of school and on my own, I had a lot to learn. You know, we all have challenges in our lives. Some of them are just bigger than others, and sometimes they come right behind each other, one after another after another, and sometimes they show up all at once, and sometimes we don't even see them coming. Sometimes we do, and always we have to make choices of how we're going to deal with these challenges. There's no question that some people have life easier than others, but all of us at some point or another will have an obstacle in life which we're going to have to overcome. Well, I've yet to meet anyone who hasn't. It's been my observation that people deal with obstacles in one of two ways. Some people choose to focus on solutions, not allowing anything to get in the way of their goals, and others take virtually no responsibility for solving their problems themselves. Which are you? Have you thought about it? Overcoming obstacles actually serves two purposes. One, to heighten your belief in yourself and to strengthen your, and the second one, to strengthen your determination to succeed. So, to heighten your belief in yourself and to strengthen your determination to succeed. Obstacles even help some of us find more positive meaning. For instance, me. My cancer diagnosis 3 years ago led me to a new appreciation of life. It helped me discover talents I didn't know I had. It helped me realize the strength within me, which I never recognized before, and it taught me to make better choices in my daily life, better choices as to what I eat, better choices as to exercise, better choices as to who I spend time with. This experience of cancer brought me to a very clear understanding of what is really important in my life. You know, when you get scared like that, when somebody just scares the life out of you and tells you that your life is just about over, my goodness, you start to get a real clear understanding of what's important, of what your priorities are, regarding who you want to spend time with and how you want to spend the rest of your life, however long that may be. I have learned the value of now, and I concentrate on being fully present in that now. I've learned to be more tolerant with people, a bit more compassionate, less judgmental, and more accepting. But I have to admit, I still am a little bit judgmental, and I have to say to myself, stop it, stop. Don't be making judgments about that person. You don't know what's going on in their lives. You know, their life is probably not easy either. But some of us have figured out how to cover it up, how to look like life is more is easier for us than other people. But I don't think life is really all that easy for most people. I've learned to be grateful for every day and for every breath I take, because it could have been the end. If I hadn't made some major changes, it could have been the end. So we have to learn to be grateful for what we have and quit complaining. I mean, just the fact that we can breathe is pretty exciting. You know, there are people who use obstacles as excuses for not being successful. After all, what could they do? They wanted to succeed, but circumstances prevented them from it. And they didn't have the right opportunities or the right parents or the education they needed, and certainly they didn't have the right connections. Don't let this person be you. Those are just excuses. Those are not reasons. My dad used to always say to me, you either have excuses or reasons. Be sure that you have a reason and not an excuse. And you know, it's hard to tell the difference sometimes. It is. But be sure that there is a reason from preventing you to have the circumstances you want, rather than an excuse, rather that you just won't take the initiative to go and do what you need to do. You see, intelligent people see obstacles as something to overcome. They see obstacles as building blocks, not as a wall, not as something stopping them, but as an obstacle, as something to get around or to get over. And this viewpoint brings them closer to getting what they want because they are seeing things positive. They are seeing that there's always going to be obstacles in life and that we can get around them. We can get over them. We can get through them. It may not be easy, but we can do it. And whoever told you life was going to be easy anyway? I don't think too many older people would have told us that life was going to be easy, because when I was growing up, life was a lot harder for the people who were older than me than it is now. You know, there are always going to be obstacles in life, and the real challenge is to overcome them. When you expect great things, then great things are going to happen. For some people, an obstacle is like the end of the line, the absolute end of the line. And for other people, people with strong beliefs and great expectations, an obstacle is simply regarded as a setback. Let it be that way for you. Just see your obstacles as setbacks and have faith in your future. I call it being future-focused. We need to stay future-focused. See, obstacles and hardships don't have to lead to failure. They don't have to lead to failure. Do you remember a Bible story? You probably heard it a lot when you were a little kid, about the army of Israel and about this young man facing the giant Goliath. They said, he's so big, we can't beat him. But then young David came along, and when young David saw Goliath, he said, he's so big, I can't miss him. And David actually defeated the giant with only a slingshot as a weapon. I know you remember this story. We used to all be told this when we were little. So obstacles are opportunities in disguise, which, when handled without fear, they can transform our lives. Just as David shot the giant with a slingshot and a rock, we can do that with the giants that we have in our lives, the obstacles that we see as giants. We can shoot at them one rock at a time until we get them out of our way. See, sometimes overcoming obstacles brings change. Sometimes you're going to be out of your comfort zone, and this can be very frightening. Many of us like to stay in our comfort zone, and then what happens is something pushes us out of our comfort zone, and actually when it pushes us, some problem or some challenge, we jump way out there in the panic zone, and then we take care of whatever we have to, and then we jump back into our comfort zone when we're finished. But the cool thing about it is when you jump from the comfort zone into the panic zone, you go through the growth zone. And when you jump back from the panic zone into the comfort zone, you go through the growth zone. So both ways, you're going through the growth zone. So when you get pushed out of your comfort zone and you feel like this is frightening, I'm in panic zone, don't worry. Just do what you are afraid to do. Go where you are afraid to go. Because if you allow fear to hold you like frozen and immobilize you, opportunities could pass you by. Opportunities could pass you by. I'm reminded of that poem by Robert Frost in which he says, two roads diverged and I chose the one less traveled by. Well, our roads are either the road of passivity and despair or the road of action and hope. Which road will you take? Will you take the road of action and hope? I hope so. because just sitting by and watching life go by us is not fun. We need to realize that we can make life a wonderful adventure. It doesn't have to be scary. We can just step out of our comfort zone. Years ago, when I was offered a job in South Africa, I didn't know anything about South Africa. I'd been there on vacation, but I really didn't know what was going on there, and I didn't know about apartheid and the horrible situation that that caused for so many people. And I got offered this job, and I thought, oh, this will be a great adventure. This will be wonderful. So I took the job, and I moved to South Africa. My family and friends were all very supportive. Oh, this is wonderful. You're going to get a chance to work in an international market. And then I moved, and wow, I was so out of my comfort zone. All of a sudden, I was all alone in a foreign country. I didn't know anybody. I'd met a few people when I'd been there before, but I didn't really know anybody. And so I had to start this new job and find a new place to live and buy a car. And I didn't speak any of their languages. Luckily, in South Africa, they do speak English, most people. And it was difficult. I was so out of my comfort zone. And I did so many things wrong. I did not do the things the way I would do them now, or I didn't do them the way I would have done them if I had been in my comfort zone. But I wasn't in my comfort zone. I was so in the panic zone, just trying to get by every day. But I think people thought I was okay because I looked confident, I acted confident, I walked confident, I stood up like a confident person and had good posture. But I was very, very uncomfortable for the first couple of years. And this happens sometimes, but you know what? I look back now 10 years later and I wouldn't take anything for that experience. I learned so much by living in another country. I learned so much by having to meet people who were different than me. It wasn't easy, but guess what? I gained a great deal. I gained lifelong friends, and I go back now every year to visit, and I still feel that some of those friends that I have in South Africa are the best friends I've ever had in my entire life. We have to adopt a positive attitude about what's happening to us in life, and especially if we make the choice to put ourselves in that situation, because some of us do that. We make the choice to put ourselves in a situation, and then we complain about it. Then we kind of get negative about it. So, you know, life may not be easy, but choose to adopt a positive attitude. Recognize that your obstacles are opportunities, and focus on solutions. Focus forward. Life can be very, very rewarding. If you have ever had a dream that you wanted to pursue but didn't have the courage, if you've ever wanted to do something that you didn't think you could do, but you just didn't think you could do, if you have ever wanted to go somewhere but you didn't believe it was possible, you just have to step out of your comfort zone. Just try it. Take the first step. You know, when you take the first step, you're going to see the next step and the next step and the next step. So it's very, very important for you to realize that no matter how old you are, no matter who you are, no matter your level of success, it is never too late to make the choice you're meant to be. It's never too late to step out of your comfort zone and go after what it is that you want. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Thank you for joining me today as we talk about the choices that we can make in our life when life seems to be a lot harder than we thought it would be. Whoever told us life would be easy? Because it certainly isn't, is it? It's not always easy. You know, in a couple years ago, in 2010, we actually launched the Life Choices book series. And Life Choices was about people whose lives were not easy. The first book was entitled Navigating Difficult Paths. And it was stories by 26 different authors who talked about the difficult things that they went through in their life. And it was so popular that we actually published three other Life Choices books. We published Life Choices Putting the Pieces Together, Life Choices Pursuing the Passion or Your Passion, and Life Choices It's Never Too Late. And the authors in these books share their stories of what is possible when you choose to pursue the passion of your heart. And, you know, we had so many requests to hear more from our authors that we created a magazine called Choices Magazine. And Choices is an online magazine. You can go to www.choicesonlinemagazine.com. And you'll see the archives of the various magazines. We publish it four times a year, in the spring, the summer, the fall, and the winter. And in these magazines, our Life Choices authors include great stories. The issues are about various things. Their issues are always themed, and there's an issue on money and how to make the best choices about spending and using and saving and protecting and investing your money. And when you have more knowledge and you feel more secure, you're going to be able to make better choices. There's an issue on relationships, building stronger relationships and where to find love. There's an issue on happiness and how to find and accept happiness in your life. There's an issue on health and beauty, how to be a healthier person. And so you're going to find that there's articles on just about anything that you have to make a choice about in life in the magazine. So sign up to get the magazine free. You can sign up there at choicesonlinemedia.com to receive the magazine. Or you can go over to my website, judymorio.com. That's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E.com. Oh, I can't even spell my own name sometimes. Judy, J-U-D-I, at judymorio, J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. Morio is like Oreo cookies with an M in the front of it. So it's Judy at judymorio.com. So go over there and sign up to get the free Choices magazine. You'll be so glad that you did, because you'll get it every month online, and you can print it out or you can read it online. It's got such great articles in it, really, really good articles. So do that. And while you're at judymorio.com, you want to sign up for my free newsletter. You'll get that every month, and it will be amazing that the things that come in the newsletter that you'll like, and along with it, you'll even get a free download of my audio tape entitled Realize Who You Are, which helps you realize how special and important you are and how you can deal with the difficulties in your life. So go on over there to judymorio.com and sign up and get all those free things, because we want you to have them. We want to support you, and we want to help you make your life even better than it already is. You know, life is not easy. It isn't easy. But what we have to do is improve our thoughts. We have to improve how we think about life, because if we see it as hard and difficult, it's going to be hard and difficult. But if we see it as an adventure, and we think about it as, I can do this, and we have self-confidence in ourselves, overcoming obstacles is going to be easier for us. We are who we are today because of the choices we've made in our lives. And we all make the best choices that we can. I mean, we don't deliberately go out and make wrong choices. But that's what life is about making the right choices. You know, when we improve our thoughts, we improve our feelings, which in turn improves our behavior, and it leads directly to improved thoughts. Consciously or unconsciously, life is about choices. And every day, we make thousands of choices regarding all the aspects of our lives. And the consequences of our choices, our decisions, our actions, defines what unfolds next. It is a constant cosmic interplay between each moment being the fruition of all that has come before and concurrently shaping the causes and conditions of what is yet to be. While we are often aware of the reasons for what we do, many times we're not aware. Many times we are not aware of the reason for what we do. We just make a decision and we go ahead and do it. See, subtle mental and emotional sways guide us as to what we feel is right at any given moment. Though many times, you know, we are influenced by that which we have yet to realize, recognize, or understand about ourselves, the undercurrent of our subconscious. We make choices very often based on what we've been taught by someone else, based on what we've learned by someone else, based by experiences that we've had. We make choices subconsciously, and we can gain better insight, better decisions, if we will do some things to practice positive thought processes. You can practice positive thought processes through things like yoga, meditation. We can better reveal the conscious and the unconscious path from which our thoughts arise. Such self-knowledge is innately satisfying because it just feels right. It just feels right. We know that we are acting from a more genuine place within ourselves. We know that we are being true to ourselves. We resonate with the more pure light of our being that gives rise to and attracts positivity. Our beauty is going to shine forth, originating from within. That's when we do our meditation, when we do our yoga, when we take time to sit and be quiet and think about things that we're doing so that our choices are more conscious. Meditation, yoga, and similar practices link our minds and our bodies. And link our mind and our bodies. And this is very, very important. They habituate our mind to calmness and cultivate a greater awareness of how our thoughts arise, how our thoughts dwell, how our thoughts cease. They show us the workings of our minds, and they help dissolve. They help dissolve the seemingly endless stream of mental chatter that we experience. Have you ever tried to meditate? You sit there and this mental chatter just runs through your brain, just, I mean, it just makes all this noise. You feel like it's static on the TV. See, meditation takes many forms and manners to address the different needs and aptitudes of practitioners. All meditation seeks to still the mind, to calm one's thoughts, and to allow us to glimpse our true nature. Meditation is finding the gap in your thoughts and letting it expand. Isn't that a great definition? Meditation, that was shared with me by Peter Shanklin, who's a massage therapy a practitioner. He practices massage therapy. In fact, he teaches massage therapy as well. And he shared that with me, and I just love that definition. Meditation is finding the gap in your thoughts and letting it expand. See, when life does not seem easy, we need to find the gap in our thoughts. Now, this journey of meditation often begins with a simple practice of one-pointedness, focusing the mind on one thing and watching as a myriad of other thoughts arise and break your focus, and then mindfully returning to your original point and refocusing. Such practice is often guided by attention on a sound or an object or on your breath. Breath is excellent. Concentrate on your breath. Concentrating on your breath is excellent because it is always present and it has an endless ebb and flow. So sit comfortably in your favorite spot. Relax. Sit with a sense of ease and compassion and allow your breath to effortlessly and naturally inhale. Then on the exhalation, count one. Allow the breath to again enter. Mind calm and without thought, and on the exhale, count two, focusing only on the word and sound of 2, and then repeat with 3, 4, 5. Except every time a thought arises between the exhalation and the inhalation, return to the count of 1. And see how high you can go. Be honest with yourself. Better not to cheat. Train in this way anytime in any place you feel stressed or distracted. Cultivating a calmer, more aware mind. Cultivating mindfulness. This is going to really help you. Cultivate mindfulness because life is not easy. I don't know whoever told us it was. I don't know where we ever got the belief that life was going to be easy for us, but it isn't. So we need to do all of these practices that we can in order to keep ourselves calm, to keep ourselves focused, to keep ourselves healthy, to keep ourselves happy. We really need to take care of ourselves because it is important for us to practice something along this line of meditation or prayer, along with our exercise, along with our eating properly so that we have good foods in our system in order for us to live a balanced life. All of these things we need to have in order to live a more balanced life. Because when life gets out of balance, it gets really, really, really hard. This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices, our show about making the best choices you can every day of your life. If you would like to continue receiving information about choices, about how to make the right choices, about how to elevate your self-esteem, about how to have better self-confidence, just go over to my website, judymorio.com, and sign up for my free monthly newsletter. You'll get that newsletter every month, and you'll be so glad you did, because it's going to give you more and more ideas on how to make your life a little bit easier and how to improve your thoughts. And when you improve your thoughts, you improve your life. When you improve your thoughts, you improve your feelings, which in turn improves your behavior, which leads directly to improved results. Directly to improved results. So, go on over there to that website and sign up for the newsletter, and you'll also get a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. And while you're there, click on the link to receive a subscription to our quarterly Choices magazine with articles by your favorite self-esteem authors. You know, there's no question that some of us have it easier than others. And if you are having a difficult life, if you're having a difficult time, if you're having difficult relationships, you need to change your thinking. And I know that seems like very trite advice at this point, but if you will change your thinking, you will make your life better. If you will change the way you look at things, if you will change your attitude, you will find that life will get easier. And we're going to give you more ideas every single day on how to make better choices in order to make your life better. And don't you think for one single second that you can't do it. If I can do it, you can do it. We can all make our lives better by simply thinking more positive thoughts, by doing our affirmations, by being around positive people, by reading positive articles, by listening to positive radio shows. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices, and you must always remember that you are more than enough.